Viewer discretion is advised.
What's going on? It's your boy E, and it's ENG Media.
Hey, boy G.
We finna talk about Super Showdown. I know it's gonna be trash. First off, we starting off with two ancient motherfuckers, isn't it? Undertaker and Goldberg.
Nah, don't even go to them yet. Read. You gotta read off the.
All right, but hold on.
We're gonna do the match one by one.
It's Goldberg and Undertaker. Triple H, Randy Orton.
No, let's start though.
Which one?
Once you read it off, then we'll talk about it.
All right, I'm gonna keep reading it off. It's Kofi Kingston versus Dolph Ziggler, probably the best match on the card.
Yep.
So Seth Rollins versus Baron Corbin.
No, but I'm saying let's go with the first one, which you just started off with.
Oh man, you talking about the slowest match that's gonna be on the card?
Yep.
Oh, that's going to be the boringest match alive because it takes forever for them two old niggas to get down a ramp. First of all, half that match is going to be getting down the motherfucking ramp. They're going to have a heart attack before they get down any fucking well. Come on now. It's not like they're going to be doing any wrestling. It's going to be two big spots. Undertaker wins unless they do some fuck shit and Goldberg hit a spear and broke
it. Goldberg is still in shape.
Undertaker 150 years old. Trying to do walk on the ropes, jump over shit. You're too damn old.
First thing, both of them can only last 3 minutes in a match.
No. Well, Goldberg lasted 1 minute and 26 seconds. He beat Brock Lesnar.
Goldberg can't wrestle shit. So if his match goes too long, it's just not going to be worth it. And Undertaker, he's so old that he just can't go.
That's why most of the matches, them coming out from their entrance, that's going to be their whole 15 minutes of a match. We're going to have a good 5 minutes of a match.
So they're taking them across seas just to have an entrance.
Pretty fucking much. It's going to be the best entrance in the world because then you don't want to watch the match. That's like, that was just WrestleMania. Only match I want to see is Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan. After that, I turned it off.
Actually, WrestleMania was actually pretty good.
It was too fucking long.
It was
too fucking low. First off, I went to sleep after Kofi won the title. Now I'm upset with Kofi having the title because all he doing is shaking his ass. But back to the two old niggas. Back to the old niggas. First of all, why? Why do this match? You should have did this like 20 years ago. You should have did this match when Goldberg was first in WWE. But no, they ruined it.
Exactly.
Ruined it.
And when Undertaker can still... Well, he can still fight. When he could still fight.
Undertaker can't do shit. That man can barely walk down the ring. Besides, before passing out.
All right, what next?
Triple H versus Randy Orton for the building time.
Don't get me wrong, that's a good match, but we've seen it a million times.
I'd rather see Randy Orton versus John Cena.
Hey, what you say? Wash.
Rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. I'm tired of seeing Triple H old ass. Don't get me wrong. Randy Orton is straight. He just needs to go against different opponents. Same opponents get bored. Triple H get bored. Triple H, you're boring.
I mean, there's nothing to do with Randy Orton. We've been seeing the same gimmick, him stalking people, RKOing people.
But the RKO don't get old. It just gets better every time, dude. When he RKO'd the shit out of AJ Styles.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was the best. That was great. But him RKO'ing and Triple H is getting old. Like, how many times can you RKO Triple H? How many times you can take a pedigree from Triple H?
It's like, we already know The Undertaker is going to win.
We already know Randy Orton is going to win.
So, let's go to this next one.
Oh, the best match on it? The best match on the card, because these two motherfuckers give you good matches every time they're in the ring together. Kofi Kingston and Dolph Ziggler.
That's a good match.
That should be the main attraction.
First thing, that match should have happened somewhere else.
WrestleMania?
Hell yeah.
But come on, they all...
Even WrestleMania, SummerSlam.
Money in the Bank. But they don't know how to push Dolph Ziggler. They don't know how to push Kofi Kingston.
He was pushing himself for a while. They should let him keep doing that. But he was coming out...
With no music.
That was, yes.
But why would they let the new generation Shawn Michaels do any work? Because John Cena doesn't like him. Because Triple H doesn't like him. Because all these backyard politics, they don't like Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah,
I feel like Dolph Ziggler would do better at AEW.
I think he should go to AEW.
I think he should go to New Japan, somewhere else, because WWE don't know how to use him. They only use him know how to give him a good match, then tell him to go somewhere else.
Every time he builds traction, something happens.
You really can't do nothing, because every time Dolph Ziggler gets to the top, they stop. Like him and Drew McIntyre. That was a beast-ass team. That Claymore into the zigzag was the shit.
What the fuck happened to him?
Like, that was a deadly tag team. Oh, because he's too small, and they kicked him out. That was just bullshit. First off, he elevated Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, he
did. Dolph Ziggler elevates whoever he's in the ring with.
Together,
he sucks.
That was like Drew McIntyre just there.
Hey.
They're trying to stick him.
Oh, shit. somebody got overzealous, huh?
Trying to stick him with Baron Corbin.
He sucked.
It's not working.
The mid-card of evil. That's what he talking about. Yeah. Baron Corbin, Bobby Lashley, and Drew McIntyre. The mid-card of evil. The worthless shield. Yeah, that sucks. Come on now. You really can't do nothing. But Dolph Ziggler versus Kofi Kingston. I'm going to probably pay attention to that match more than anything.
Yeah, that's going to be a real good match.
Because they're how they pushing Kofi and how they pushing Dolph. You really can't go wrong with those two.
They're not pushing Dolph.
They are pushing Dolph. His promos always been great.
When the last time you seen Dolph Ziggler?
SmackDown last week and Raw the night and Raw sure? Right at he was attacking the shit out of him at Kofi Kingston today and Xavier Woods.
I didn't watch because
Raw is wash, rinse, repeat. SmackDown is becoming wash, rinse, repeat. When but SmackDown was so much better when
SmackDown
everything was
Raw. Now.
Yes, I'm tired of the wild card thing, but I'm tired. I'm tired of the wash, rinse, repeat. Change your shit, WWE. Get your shit together. Get your life together. You make me mad. Make me sad. Make me want to cry. Y'all suck ass. All right. So now, you got Seth Rollins versus Baron Corbin for the Universal title. Basically the licorice belt that nobody gets a fuck about.
Wait, for which title?
The Universal.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
Nobody cares. Like, it's Baron Corbin.
And it's across seas, so we already know the champion's gonna keep the title.
Yeah, of course. No, unless Brock cashes in. But Brock, like you said, he had a whole fucking year. Why the fuck cash in now? That would be a waste of his time.
Cash in,
did you see how he whooped Seth Rollins' ass? Like, he destroyed this nigga and sent him to the hospital.
I think Brock's gonna cash in early, though.
Nah, Brock gonna have fun with this shit. That Beast in the Bank is funny as shit. Brock Lesnar is at his funniest and his most struggling. Says he's a full-time wrestler. Now.
Says what?
Yeah, he retired from the UFC. He's a full-time wrestler. Again.
So you think you're going to see Brock full-time?
Oh, fuck no. Really? They pay him $500,000 to appear at a pay-per-view at $350 to come to a fucking Raw taping or live event or anything. First of all, you pay this nigga a lot of money just to show up for 3 hours and do nothing. I think that's the biggest payday in the world. Because this nigga making oranges and apples while everybody else making grapes.
Hopefully he do hold it.
Honestly, I'm already tired of Seth Rollins being champion.
But if he holds the title, because we already know if he gets the title, he's going to babysit it.
But at the same time, it's the best thing for Raw because apparently Raw can't carry a fucking show without somebody big coming back on the show.
Yeah.
All right, can we just switch this? Because this is just, it's nothing to talk about. Braun Strowman versus Bobby Lashley. Black Lesnar versus the Big Country.
Boy.
That's going to probably be a good match, but it's going to be over quick.
What do you got to say?
Black Lesnar going to lose.
Yeah, Braun Strowman, he should have been champion 2 years ago.
Rusev should have been champion. But, all right, we're talking about. Braun Strowman and Black Lesnar.
Oh, see it happen. I mean, Bobby Lashley is terrible.
No, he's not terrible. Yeah. They don't let him use his...
His WrestleMania match was good.
They don't let him use his MMA skills because you're a wrestler.
Why?
You're entertaining.
They let Brock...
Really?
Well, no, he don't. He just suplexes.
Nah, he take off them gloves and whoop your ass. But I feel like the match I really want to see is Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. and them both wearing gloves.
They're not gonna let that happen.
Because Brock Lesnar should probably get his ass beat. But I feel like if they push Bobby Lashley and not do this dumbass gimmick that he got and make him a destroyer like the fuck he is.
They should have kept him with, what's the dude's
name? Leo Rush left. Yeah. He quit because he wanted more money than he was worth. Leo Rush wasn't worth shit.
He wasn't, but I like him.
He was just Enzo Amore.
I like him.
He was just Enzo Amore that can actually do flippy shit. Only thing he did was do a flip around the ring, then ran off and got fucked up.
So him and Bobby Lashley.
It was just the Enzo and Big Cass all over again, just black version.
He pretty much in limbo right now.
That nigga not on nothing. That nigga retired and he going broke.
No, I'm not talking about.
Oh, you talking about say Bobby Lashley? Oh, that nigga in limbo too.
I'm talking about Bobby Lashley. He pretty much. In limbo.
I feel like Bobby Lashley should go to SmackDown.
With all the potential,
they should. When SmackDown goes to Fox. Give them Bobby Lashley and Braun Strowman. Make them two powerhouses on that show. And make sure the writers do not come from Raw. Because Raw writers suck ass.
And go back to TV 14.
Oh, hell yes.
And go back to Pyro.
I miss Pyro. Okay, Bye. Can we get to the next match? Because we're done with this match.
Pyro, it changes the whole...
dynamic.
Effect. Yeah, it really does.
All right, we got the second best match on the card. Finn Balor versus Andrade. That's going to be
that match going to be off the chain.
Yes.
Too bad it's happening across seas.
Yeah. They had to go all the way across seas to give us a great match.
You got two good matches for both of them.
Yeah, I know, you only got two good matches on the card, and it's literally the people Vince don't like. Like, it's literally they're too small. They're not champion material. They're the best people you fucking got. Because the big niggas ain't worth shit.
They don't got faith in Finn Balor because he got hurt. But then at the same time...
His work is consistent.
You said the same thing about Seth Rollins. Look at him. He got the title.
He sucks. Only thing he got is Becky Lynch around his waist.
I'm not going to say that.
I'm sorry, his moves. Oh, his moves are watch, rush, repeat too. What are you talking about?
It is. They curb stomp the shit.
It is.
They curb stomp.
But at the same time, I'd rather see the coup de grace.
Yeah.
Or the double knees. Because when Andrade hit you with that double knees, that shit, it looks beast. I don't give a fuck. That shit looks awesome.
Andrade need to be champion. Not yet, but he needs to be champion.
Well, you know, backyard politics with him because he's marrying Charlotte Flair, a guy. She looked just like her daddy. That bitch got a strong ass face. She got a muscle face. Like when she flexed the wrong way, that bitch looked strong.
Just got muscles.
Her face should say strong style, motherfucker. What the fuck you talking about? All right. Then we got the most boringest match on the card with the sorriest wrestler I don't like. And I hope he loses. Because I hate this. I don't hate him. I despise his mic skills, his wrestling, his gimmick. He just don't need to talk.
He wants to be talking about Roman Reigns.
I am talking about Roman Reigns versus Shane McMahon. I am so tired. I am so fucking tired. So fucking tired of seeing Roman Reigns. I'm glad he's back from remission and all this other shit. I don't care. I just don't care. He's not good. I'm getting tired of the Shield gimmick. Please give this man an upgrade.
I mean, he can be probably. Like I say, when they stuck him a couple weeks back with the Usos, that worked. Usos carried him, but it worked.
Everybody, the Shield carried him. Everyone carries him. He can't carry him to himself, apparently. He can't, I'm big man, I'm not the guy. Nigga, you just need to shut the fuck up. You not worth shit. You just Roman Reigns. You just The Rock's somewhat cousin. You're just a failure. I'd rather watch the Usos battle each other. I'd rather watch The Miz versus Rusev. I would rather watch Sasha Banks versus Bayley. I would rather watch No Way Jose versus R-Truth.
I was gonna ask, so the women not are fighting
cross. No, city. Because it's sexist. It's sexist. Yeah, and they don't got Aleister Black there because he has tattoos. But yeah. Seth Rollins has tattoos. Randy Orton has tattoos. So Kofi Kingston has tattoos.
Goldberg has tattoos.
Oh, Finn Balor gonna be painted, which looked like a damn tattoo. Triple H has tattoos.
I mean, if he comes as the Demon King.
He's painted, and it's basically a tattoo.
And that's against their morals.
Oh, really? He's a demon. Really? Exactly. Okay, but you got the other demon, Undertaker.
He's not the demon. Well, he's but just the Undertaker.
Yeah, no one gives shit. He's old. So now we got three people with long ass entrances.
Yeah. And Balor.
No. Well, Finn's gonna be look better than everybody else's, but.
Oh no! When you come to interest, I gotta go with Undertaker.
Doom. That's unless he come as the American Badass, which I really want to see that one more last time. I want to see that. I was tired of seeing this nigga walk slow. If he drives a bike, that means he get to the ramp faster. He gets to the ramp faster. Okay, let's get back to Sorry Man versus. No. Hold on. We ain't done with the Sorry Man. Sorry Man ass Roman Reigns. Who you got for the match and why?
I'm going with Shane.
I'm going with Shane.
Yeah, Shane been on the road lately.
Shane, like you said, he's the best in the world. He's not, but you know, he got the most money on the show. Yes.
Shane, even though it's not luck, it's all script. But
Shane's still a better wrestler than Roman Reigns. Shane is better wrestler than Roman Reigns. Shane is a better wrestler than Roman Reigns. Shane is a better wrestler than Roman Reigns. Because Roman Reigns can't do shit besides his list. Five moves to fucking doom.
Five moves to doom.
Wash, rinse, repeat. Hey, I'm finna go run around and do my drive-by. Can you not? Like, can you do something else? Can you jump over the rope, please? Like, give us something. Give us a different spot. Because I don't believe that shit. Just do something else.
And that's the last match on that. Nah. The 50 man?
It's Lars Feltz. Ugh. I got the Miz winning the Battle Royal.
Wait, go to the last one.
I don't really.
Even though it's a waste of time talking about it.
It's a waste of time. It's like Roman Reigns versus Shane McMahon. No, it's Lars Sullivan versus Lucha House Party.
That needs to be the first match of the night.
That needs to not be. That needs to be on the pre-show.
It's like, really? You got this motherfucker.
First off, he's a Braun Strowman knockoff. And he got...
Nobody, except for R-Truth, was the only person to challenge him.
Yes. Yes, R-Truth made him look good.
Yeah. R-Truth was the only person.
Because if he go against a natural wrestler, he's going to lose. Even against Roman Reigns, he would lose.
Yep. I agree with that. If he's such a beast, put him up. Against the beast. Put him up against
Brian. No, he's the freak. There's a difference. He's the freak. Yeah, he got big hands, so he's a freak. After his text messages that went out that were homophobic and racist. Oh, even though he's a big gay man. Like, well, come on.
Didn't see those.
Yeah, I didn't see those either. I don't really care. Oh, God, he made racist comments. Who cares? Everybody does. This man says nigga on TV, but nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, Hogan.
Well, no one gives a fuck about Hogan. Old ass leg drop. Fuck Hulk Hogan. He that nigga.
One of the worst best wrestlers in history. Come on, man.
The worst best wrestler. All right. We're gonna start over. Who you got? Who you got winning? Undertaker or Bill Goldberg?
Oh, Undertaker.
I got Goldberg.
Undertaker's not losing cross seas.
Undertaker's gonna take a spear and not get the fuck up like he did in WrestleMania when he lost. Undertaker will get a concussion.
Yeah, I think Goldberg will pull him on top of him and get him.
He ain't gonna take me. I'll make you look good. Listen, they paid me $3.5 million to make you look good since you're old as fuck. All right, Triple H versus Randy Orton.
Randy Orton.
Of course, Randy Orton.
Triple H doesn't care about winning anymore.
He's a CEO. He's a COO.
Get people over now.
Yeah, pretty much. He's just trash. Kofi versus Dolph. Which is gonna be a good match, but Kofi's winning. That they've been making his Trouble in Paradise an actual big move. So
nah, that shit look hard as fuck.
No,
it's the shit.
I like the SOS better.
I do too. But
Trouble in Paradise. He's going to win it with Trouble in Paradise.
Trouble in Paradise. I mean, he's not a Jamaican anymore.
He's a Jamaican. He's a Jamaican. Jamaican, Jamaican. Well,
I mean, right. He lost his accent. I mean, one day
he got an accent. The next day he don't.
Lost his Jamaican accent.
Aren't you Coffee Kingston? All right. So
I think him and New Day need to break up. He need to go back
nah,
to
not
SOS.
Yet. Not yet, because it's too. It's still getting over, and fans are still loving it, and fans will probably revolt if they break up, because it's going to look dumb to break them up right now. I will see breaking them up after he loses the title.
And who next?
Seth Rollins versus Baron Corbin.
Yeah,
I don't really care who wins this match.
Seth Rollins.
I don't really care. Brock Lesnar's going to win this match. Brock Lesnar's going to win this match because he's going to come cash in. Or he's just going to come whoop both
Not
of their ass. He's going to whoop both of their ass. He's just going to whoop both of their ass. That's it.
That'd be a waste of time cashing in.
It's a waste of time for the match. It's a waste of time for this match. But then we got Braun Strowman versus Brock Lesnar.
Braun Strowman's win.
Yes. Braun. I'm not finna do that bullshit.
Braun Strowman is the one wrestler everybody likes, but he'll never get a shot.
Oh, really? There's a lot of people like that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
Rusev is one.
Rusev asking for his release right now. What are you talking about?
Huh?
Rusev asking for his release.
Yeah, he needs to be released.
Oh, man. All right, now we got the Demon Finn Balor versus Andrade. I don't really care.
That one kind of hard. We kind of like them both.
Finn Balor's winning.
Yeah, Finn Balor's
winning. Or he's going to be going for the WWE Championship after this match. And yeah. I feel like it's time for him to take a title, a main stage title. So if he loses this match and go forward for the WWE title, I'm fully behind that. Because Andrade need to do something with his damn self.
Yeah.
Because Andrade's marrying the man, so he got to do something.
He do got to do something for himself. Well, yeah. All right. Like I say, that one could go either way with me. I like it both.
All right. Because you know they'll try to do that couples thing. Like, oh, they probably going to have Survivor Series. Andrade and Charlotte versus Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. So, you know, that's a thing. That's probably going to be a thing. I don't really care for that match, but it's going to be a thing. Now, next we have Roman Reigns versus Shane McMahon. Roman Reigns is going to lose.
Roman Reigns going to win, but hopefully they threw a monkey wrench in the plan that Shane wins, since Shane's been on a winning streak lately.
Well, he got his new mid-card of evil, so, you know, there's that thing. Now, the 50-man battle royal. I don't know who's in it. All I know is the Miz is going to win it.
50-man battle royal.
The Miz is going to win it.
Well, hopefully Tyson O'Neal does something.
Funny?
Hopefully. But that was the funniest. That shit was funny as fuck last
it
year.
Was.
I still laugh at that shit.
Oh, hell yeah. But then we got to the last match of the card that really ain't worth shit. We have Lars Sullivan versus Lucha House Party. Can we get a boo? Is there a boo on that button on there? Can we find a boo?
Well, I already know who's going to win.
Yeah. They pay Kalisto and Grand Metalik and Lince Dorito. I don't give a shit about your name, Lince. Whoever the fuck you are. You fucking suck. You don't do shit. Kalisto. Keep pressing that button because Kalisto sucked too. Oh, and Grand Metalik, you suck too. Lars Sullivan, you suck ass. Thank you. I appreciate that. That sounds about right. Because that's the only thing I see on this whole card. This whole thing. This whole, like, 5 hours worth of nothing. On a Friday morning. You know what we can be doing on Friday? Not watching this bullshit.
Bingo!
We could be not. Well, I can go spend time with my nieces and nephews versus watching this shit. You can go spend time with your kids all Friday.
Look at you trying to get a family man and shit.
Hey.
You go walk your dog and some shit.
I'd rather walk my dog than watch this shit, so I'll walk my dog for 7 hours before I watch this shit. It's going to be a bullshit match. It's a bullshit card. Ain't nothing interesting about this card at all.
Besides,
besides the guest appearances that will be coming in during the 50-man Royal Rumble, the only one that might get a super pop is the Hurricane.
Hey, you know what? If Hurricane show up, I like that.
Yeah.
I actually
would
like that.
I would rather have Elias versus John Cena. I would rather have Aleister Black versus Ricochet. I would rather have Adam Cole versus Johnny Gargano.
What's his name? Buddy Murphy?
That motherfucker. Oh,
what is he called?
I don't know. They keep doing promos and vignettes. All I know is.
But
Buddy
they did
Murphy.
The same thing for Andrade, and then when he got there, they didn't do anything with him.
Yeah, until he got with Rey Mysterio, and they gave the best match that he ever freaking had. So he might have a great match with Finn Balor.
Oh, he's gonna have.
Oh yes, he's gonna have. Because Finn Balor's the man. Finn Balor's
Andrade
the shit.
Nah,
well, he's not better.
He's not better than Finn Balor, but shit too though. Let's see who will. Yeah, that's pretty much
wrapped
that one up.
Yeah, because ain't shit else. This is just a bullshit card.
So what I'm going to do, got to stay in tune with real wrestling now since WWE.
I'm finna just go back to watch New Japan, ROH. I'd rather watch Impact. I'm finna wait till AEW comes on.
Well, I don't know why you watch ROH, because in this Royal Rumble, Jay Lethal is coming.
No, he's not. Jay Lethal ain't finna ruin his career.
Hey, that's my prediction. That's my prediction for this year.
Jay Lethal is not finna ruin his career.
The same way AJ Styles came.
Jay Lethal is not finna ruin.
Jay
Lethal is not finna ruin his career by going to WWE. That is where you go to die now.
2 years after that, you're gonna have Kenny Omega.
Hell no. No, listen, you can make all the wants you want, but come on now. Kenny Omega to WWE, they couldn't pay that man.
2 years after that, guest appearance from Cody Rhodes, the dashing Cody Rhodes.
You really think they're going to do that? They can't afford Kenny Omega. They don't even like paying their wrestlers.
Hey, they got everybody else from the damn Balor Club. Might as well get Kenny.
Nah, they can't afford Kenny. When Finn Balor's
so
contract...
You're going to have Finn Balor, AJ Styles, and Kenny Omega.
Well, first off, we forgot about who else they got. They got Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, which is asking for their release.
Exactly.
They getting ready to go to AEW. The Revival's asking for their release.
Then it's going to surprise you when they get Tama Tonga.
Tama Tonga's never going to WWE. Tama Tonga will not even defy himself.
AJ Styles said the same thing. Sting said the same thing.
No. Tama Tonga rather.
Sting said the same thing.
If Tama Tonga's contract up, he's going to AEW. Because like he said, they got unfinished business with the Young Bucks and Cody and Kenny. So I'm going to be keeping my eyes glued to my TV, waiting on Tama Tonga's contract to get up. He signed with AEW. And then the realest nigga in the room is with AEW. I'm talking about a nigga that does the RKO better than Randy Orton. That gun stunner is the shit. But Tongaloa, he's just muscle. He's just there for looks. The other brother, I don't know who the fuck his name is. He just sucks. But Tama Tonga is the shit. Tama Tonga's the motherfucking man. Hands down. Anyway, this is E.
And this is your boy G.
This is the media. By all means, make sure you join us. And don't forget, it's a nation.
And we had a little break, but we're going to make sure we stay on top of our shit.
Always. A1.
So, we are signing off.
And 3, 2, 1.